Chapter 9.
No way,
Daisy said.
Ditto,
Dwayne said. I had to chase them down the street. You won't come back to the attic with me?
Do I look like I'm crazy?
Daisy asked.
Don't answer that.
Monster, it's not our business, Dwayne said. If Mrs. H wants to hatch giant chickens in her attic, that's her problem.
But,
I sputtered. I couldn't believe my friends were refusing to come along with me.
You're the giant chickens, I said.
They both nodded.
You got that right, Dwayne said.
But don't you want to know the truth? I asked. Don't you want to be able to prove to people how crazy she is? Dwayne lifted two fingers to his ear.
Call me, he said.
Call me later and tell me what you found.
Yeah, call me too, Daisy said.
Long distance. I'm never going near that house again.
They trotted away, which is why I ended up in Mrs. Hardesty's attic that afternoon, all by myself. The back door was unlocked, just like before. I sneaked into the house and made my way up to the attic without stopping. I didn't see any sign of the black cat. It was probably back outside, prowling the neighborhood. Dark storm clouds hung low in the sky. The attic was even darker than before. I stood beside the egg, waiting for my eyes to adjust. Should I lift the sheet? I wanted to feel the egg. Was it warm or cold? Did it feel like a regular eggshell? Could I feel a giant chicken growing inside it? I gripped the sheet and started to pull. No, I changed my mind. Mrs. Hardesty might notice that it was moved. I let go of the sheet and crossed the room. Dropping down behind the couch, I prepared to wait. This time, I brought two chocolate bars, so I wouldn't starve. I was half finished with the second bar when I heard a car door slam out in the driveway. A few seconds later, I heard the front door open and close. My heart started to pound. My hands were suddenly cold and sweaty. I jammed the rest of the candy bar into my backpack. Then I pressed my back against the couch and made myself comfortable. After a short while, I heard Mrs. Hardesty climb the stairs to her room. She was in there a long time. I could hear her walking around. Maybe she isn't coming up to the attic today, I thought. Maybe I sneaked up here for nothing. But no. After a few more minutes, I heard the attic door open. Then I heard Mrs. Hardesty's footsteps on the creaking wooden stairs. I stayed frozen behind the couch until she stepped into the attic. Then I poked my head out just enough to see her. She had changed into the same gray sweatshirt and loose-fitting purple pants. She had her back to me. She was tugging the sheet off the egg. She folded it up and set it aside on the floor. Then, once again, she circled the egg slowly, running her open hand along the fat middle of the shell. I kept blinking in the gray light of the attic. I still couldn't believe what I was seeing. Will she hatch the egg today? Will it ever hatch? I had this sudden impulse, a crazy thought. I pictured myself climbing out from behind the couch, walking over to her, very casual-like, my hands in my pockets, a big smile on my face. And I'd say, "Hey, Mrs. H, what's up with that big egg? What have you got going on there?" And then I'd click a photo with my cell phone. Luckily, I held myself back. I mean, a dude could get in trouble for sneaking into a teacher's house, especially if the teacher had a big secret to keep. So I stayed on my hands and knees, kept myself as low to the floor as possible. And I stared in silence as my teacher climbed the egg once again and perched on top. She sat up there a long time without moving. I didn't move either. My arms were getting sore, and my neck felt stiff. Raindrops pattered the roof, and I heard thunder in the distance. The sky darkened to black, and the blackness seeped into the attic. I hunched there, squinting through the dim light, watching, waiting, watching. My head jerked back when I heard the loud crack. My muscles tightened. I blinked several times, trying to wake myself up. Another crack! Louder this time. Mrs. Hardesty's eyes bulged, and a smile spread over her face.
She turned her body around, wrapped her arms around the shell, and slid down to the floor. Crack! Mrs. Hardesty pumped her fists in the air. She let out a happy cheer. I could see that she was very excited. I heard more cracking sounds, some soft thuds, a tap, tap, tap sound like a hammer against wood. A tiny wedge of the shell poked open and fell to the floor. I held my breath. It was so hard to stay still. This was the big moment. Another long crack! Another section of eggshell dropped off the egg. I could see yellow, yolky stuff inside. And then, I slapped my hand over my mouth to keep from making a sound. And I stared in shock as a glistening, wet, green arm poked out of the egg, dripping with yolk slime. The scaly arm stretched itself out, then curled and uncurled its pointed claw.